Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am being tempted by God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures.
In today's scripture passage, James writes, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." Have you ever taken a moment to marvel at the abundance of God's blessings in your life? The air you breathe, the sun that warms your face, His love and promises are all tremendous gifts. Everything we enjoy has been freely bestowed on us by a loving Creator who doesn't ever change. He never gives us cause for doubt or uncertainty. Our lives, on the other hand, are constantly shifting and will find pleasant times interspersed with periods of hardship and sadness. Thankfully, those of us who are believers can always rely upon God, whose good gifts are meant to remind us of His unchanging nature. Even when we face pain and adversity, we can find our Heavenly Father's love and mercy in our life. Recognizing each breath we take, each relationship we enjoy, and each sunrise we witness as evidence of His presence. God's gifts are perfect and precisely designed to sustain us in a way that fills our soul. Let's receive them with a heart full of gratitude and speak of them as a way of testifying to His love.